maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Ngayong araw ay kilalani natin ang tinaguriang Fatspiration ng YouTube, isang vlogger, may bahay at career woman na naglalayong magbigay ng inspirasyon sa mga babaeng may plus size. Up close and personal, Brandy. Isang maganda at positibong umaga sa iyo, Brandy.
Hi there, Claudette. Good morning.
Maraming salamat sa pagbahagi mo ng iyong oras sa amin.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Okay, Brandy. First and foremost, nais ka naming makilala. Can you tell us more about yourself? Ano ba yung totoo mong pangalan? Taga saan ka? Anong trabaho mo? At mga kinahihiligan gawin?
Oo naman. Sige. So, dito tayo magsimula. Sir, I'm Elaine Arendane, also known as Brandy. So, syempre, 100% Filipino po ako. I'm originally from Davao, so Bisaya kaayo, like Claudette. I'm in my late 20s. I'm also married and still happy for sure. Yes, and I'm currently based in Adelaide, pero dati nasa Melbourne po ako for more than 3 years. I work in sales and customer service. I also do event hosting for like small to big events. And lastly, I would say talking is my passion, and I guess that speaks for itself.
Ano naman yung mga paborito mong pagkain?
Oh my gosh, that's very interesting. I love rice. So being a Filipino, kanin talaga. Oh. Pero ngayon, medyo nagko-control na kasi nagda-diet daw ako konti.
Oh yeah, konti lang.
Konti lang.
Ano ang paborito mong pastime?
Pastime? Well, aside sa pag-vlog, well, I think yun lang eh. Pag-vlog or kumain sa labas or like sometimes nagda-drive kami ng husband ko or like we go somewhere interesting, sightseeing, mga ganun lang. Very, ano lang, a simple lang ng mga trip.
Let's talk about your YouTube videos. So, maaari mo bang ikwento kung saan umusbong itong pagkahilig mong gumawa ng mga vlogs at paano ito nagsimula?
Yeah, sure. So, bali po yung pag-vlog ko, I've been vlogging naman talaga before I actually discovered the word vlog itself. Kasi dati, parang every time I step out from my house or kahit sa bahay lang, I really enjoyed filming myself. Parang talking in front of the camera, parang i-broadcast whatever I'm up to. Pero doing it on YouTube, I would say I'm fairly new. But I created this Fatspiration channel siguro for about 2 years na rin, itong Fatspiration. Pero before that, meron din akong ibang YouTube channel. Pero itong Fatspiration channel, it was running for about 2 years now. And thinking I wanted to put all my vlogs at one place, at mag-focus sa isang content, which is Fatspiration.
Speaking of paggawa ng mga vlogs or mga videos, alam natin, Brandy, na hindi madaling gumawa or mag-upload, mag-edit, kasali pa dyan yung syempre pag-aayos mo, pag-isip ng paksa or topic na nais mong pag-usapan sa videos para maka-attract ka ng audience or followers. Dumaan ka ba sa mga pagsubok in making this happen, the whole idea itself?
Yes, yeah, I would agree. Marami talagang challenges when I was just starting out. Kasali din yung kapag nag-vlog ka, especially if you're outside, yung mga weird looks ng mga tao na tinitingnan ka, like you're talking to yourself in front of a camera, like walking inside the mall or kung saan-saan man. Medyo nakakahiya talaga yun nung una. Parang ang weird lang. But, I mean, you know, that's part of it. I mean, if you love what you're doing, I mean, it doesn't matter really. Tapos, aside dun, yung mga times din na parang you run out of ideas. Kasi, like, after posting something, kunyari ngayon, okay, I'm gonna talk about self-esteem or something. Pero after that, mag-iisip ka na naman, hala, ano naman yung ipopost ko, ano naman next yung i-upload, wala na akong maiisip, baka paulit-ulit na lang. And most of all, syempre dito sa Australia, lahat ng tao medyo busy, di ba? So kapag mag-busy ka, parang mahirap din maging spontaneous. Because after that, you need some time to edit, tapos kailangan mo din mag-ayos, and kung ano-ano pa. So those are my struggles and challenges. Pero okay naman. Nakaya na naman.
It didn't stop you from making the videos?
No, not at all. Kasi, ano, I enjoyed what I'm doing. So
that's good.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of videos din, mm-hmm. pag-usapan naman natin itong tinatawag nating Fatspiration. Ano mm-hmm. yung nagtulak sa'yo para lagyan ng label ang sarili mo bilang Fatspiration? Saan nang galing itong konseptong ito?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Fatspiration, kasi unahin natin yung pinaka pinag-uusapan talaga, which is Fitspiration. Mm. Fitspiration was a thing for quite a while now. I mean, it even attracted me personally to get fit. I mean, trying to. Hindi pa ako fit. I'm just trying to. And change kind of like my eating lifestyle to be fit myself.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, on the other hand, kaya being a Fatspiration, I mean, kaya napafollow ako to be trying to be fit, diba?
Mm-hmm.
And that being Fatspiration doesn't promote bad eating habits at all. I just want to clarify on that. Because I'm in my own journey to wellness then.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yun nga, I ask myself, how can I be such an inspiration for someone who's going through the same struggle and journey?
Mm.
So I thought, I can be an inspiration to those who are in the plus-size community. And being fat myself, I can be their inspiration, which is fat plus inspiration
mm-hmm.
equals Fatspiration. So that's where it started. And most of all, with the help then of my friends back in Melbourne, mm-hmm. you know, they pushed me to start focusing and being a Fatspiration. So shouts then to my Melbourne friends who are listening right now. Yeah, that's it.
That's very interesting. And mm-hmm. sa mga videos mo rin, Brandy, pinapakita mo yung mga journey to a healthy life, may mga what
yeah.
I ate today ka rin, may mga
yeah.
makeup tutorials din, at saka videos din about earning money and videos on self-confidence. Yun yung
yeah.
pinaka-paborito ko actually sa mga videos mo, yung about self-confidence. Kasi
yeah. mm-hmm.
nagbibigay siya ng magandang mensahe sa mga viewers mo. Ano ba talaga yung gusto mong ipaabot na mensahe sa mga followers mo?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I wanted to spread all positivity to everyone. Hindi lang sa plus size, ha? Sa mga nanonood ng aking videos. Kung going back to being a fat person, sa mga videos ko, I promote no fat shaming, no fat bullying or whatsoever. And again, sabi ko nga kanina, this is not only for the fatties out there. Well, I call my fat friends fatties. Pero medyo sexy naman yung dating, diba? So, I mean, not just for those people in the plus size community who are following my journey, but videos, my videos are also for those people who are struggling about their physical issues, either be of weight or the way they look. And I want to share with them the things that help me manage all the criticism and how to also focus on the things that you can change, not on the things you cannot change. Big deal ito. May mga bagay kasi na hindi mo talaga mababago. Like, minsan kasi may mga taong built na nila na malalaki sila or like baka may sakit sila. Alam mo yun? Those are the things that, you know, kailangan mo ring i-consider. Realistically wise, I mean, you can't just transform into someone else na hindi naman talaga pwedeng maging ma-transform mo yun because of some issues, underlying cause. So I wanted to focus on those things na kaya mong baguhin. Kung you can try to change your lifestyle and eat healthy stuff, you can do that. Of course, lahat naman kayang gawin yan, then do it. Pero yung mga imposible na hindi mo talaga kayang gawin, build mo talaga malaki kang tao, hindi mo kayang maging maliit, so you can't change that. So you can focus on other things that you can change. And that includes building self-confidence.
Oh, napaka-inspiring. And I think din importante kung gusto mong talagang magbago, magsa-start yun sa iyo.
Correct.
Alam naman natin na marami nang gumagawa ng mga YouTube videos. Ano sa tingin mo yung edge mo sa mga ibang vloggers dyan?
Well, to be honest, I don't wanna say yung mga what sets me apart from other vloggers, because I'm just a small vlogger. I'm just a small YouTuber compared to those big names in the industry. I don't want to set boundaries kung ano ako or ano sila, anong pagkakaiba namin. But I am more focused kasi on what my passion. I don't look at it as competing myself into others. Because for me, Colette, we have our own niche and goals. And probably, you know, just support each other lang. So, girl, what makes us different is just simply the content itself.
Because
obviously, I do Fatspiration and I do other stuff.
That's right. Na-mention mo din kanina, Brandy, about fat shaming and bullying. Yung pagbuo mo ba ng Fatspiration, may hinuhugutan ka bang experience na pwede mong i-share sa ating mga listeners?
Well, siguro lahat naman ng mga mataba or like those fat friends of mine in the community. Lahat siguro if not all ha, most of the people I know naka-experience talaga ng bullying. Mm. Especially nung medyo bata-bata ka pa. Mm. Like yung mga tao, they're not so open-minded with its deal. Uh-oh. Mas naging happy nga ako dito sa Australia kasi maraming malalaking tao. Kaya I'm not alone.
You feel accepted, kumbaga.
Exactly right. And kasi minsan it's part of like parang sanayan lang din. Kasi sa Philippines, syempre, Asian yung body natin, iba naman talaga. Medyo maliliit talaga normally. Mm-hmm. Pero pag malaki ka, you stand out. So parang nagagamit yun na mabuli ka. Oo. Mm. So, maaring yun, dun ko pinaghuhugutan yung mga videos ko, inspiration. But not just for me, may mga ibang tao din, based on their experiences, nakikita ko sila, or mga nakakausap ko. And then, you know, that gives me an idea na, you know, to start making content that would help out those who are struggling like myself.
Saan patungo ang Fatspiration at ang YouTube channel mo in a few years?
Mm-hmm. Well, in years from now, I would say I would still be vlogging kasi I really enjoy that, and sending my message to people, but maybe in years to come, not just in YouTube, but maybe in a much more bigger platform, and I would still be doing event hostings, because I also enjoy doing that, like, side track of thing, and I guess I will never stop talking. I will still be talking and talking with camera or without camera.
Sa mga nais naman makita ang mga nakakatuwang videos mo, saan tutungo ating mga tagapakinig?
Yeah, of course. Well, they can find me on YouTube. Just type nyo lang po Your Fatspiration by Brandy. Same name applies to my Instagram and Facebook account and my Facebook page din ako. I'm also cool that I wanted to take this opportunity for those listeners to support my current projects as well.
Mm-hmm.
I will be in the Career Expo in Melbourne this July 21st to 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Maganda po yan para sa mga Filipino na naghahanap po ng mga career opportunities. This venue will be at the Royal Exhibition Building in Carlton. I hope to see you all there from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Finally, Brandy, ano mga words of positivity ang pwede mong maibahagi sa ating mga tagapakinig?
Focus on the positive side of life. I mean, life is too short to make it drama, so don't let your negative emotions stop you from dreaming. And also, don't let your insecurities stop you from enjoying life. As what I always say, be confidently beautiful, even with some fats.
Maraming salamat, Brandy, ang ating Fatspiration sa pagbibigay mo ng positibong pananaw sa amin ngayong umaga.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.